With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, October 4th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, despite a 3-set-to-1 loss to Sioux City North last night, the Lamar's volleyball team was upbeat about a record falling. Lamar's senior libero, Sarah Brown, recorded her 1,127th career dig, breaking the career record in the program of 1,126 held by Piper Stoffler. The record-breaking dig was Brown's 20th of the match and came late in the fourth set. Brown says she was a little surprised at all the commotion initially.
A little shocked because I should have been screaming. I'm like, it's just a dig, guys. But I think my teammates were just as excited as I was. And you could tell, you could hear them. I think everyone, it showed our community that we work together. We support each other on the volleyball team, that everyone's excited.
And the record was special for Brown, but she says her teammates helped make this a possibility.
It's very exciting to know that all my teammates helped me. I didn't do it myself. I wouldn't get my name up there without my teammates. Like, people in the back row help a lot, as well as the front row, like, knowing that I have my spot and they have their spot, which helps a lot.
And that selfless perspective on the record leads to a great leadership trait that her head coach, Jess Wallace, is happy to have on the team.
Sarah's a really great leader. She has a great personality. She always gives her 100% effort, whether it's on the court, off the court. She's always making connections not only with her class, but the class below. She's been a really great leader for those freshmen, sophomores, and even those juniors. But her hard work has paid off, and she's done a phenomenal job throughout her career.
The previous record of 1,126 was held by Piper Stoffler, whose final season for the Bulldogs was the fall of 2020. That coincided with Brown's freshman year, giving her an opportunity to glean a lot of information from Stoffler. Now that Stoffler's also an assistant coach, Brown's gotten the chance to learn so much more.
She helped me a lot as my freshman year. She showed me my place, told me where to go. She was a big role model to me, and now when she's on the bench pushing me, she was helping me break it, told me where to go, she was a big part of it as well.
Brown's name is in the sports headlines year-round, from scoring on the basketball court and the soccer pitch to making great plays in the outfield and softball. She says the work she puts in is to make her better so she can help her teammates be successful.
I prioritize a lot of my sports, that I work hard because I want to be the best I can for my teammates, saying everyone's favorite sport isn't the same, everyone's different, and like Holly, she loves the game, everyone loves the game, we all work together. It makes me better knowing I play for my teammates, they help me when I do. I get a good up, they're more excited than I am. We work so good together, and that helps a lot. Like, gets me excited to go for the ball. We keep each other accountable, which helps a lot as well.
And that hard work trickles down to everyone else on the team as well. Coach Wallace says Brown's effort makes the whole team better.
Sarah's effort definitely goes to the other girls. They see her working hard, and that makes them want to work hard just as badly. Like I said, Sarah's a great leader, and everybody really respects her. Everybody looks up to her, and we're really, really lucky to have her as part of our team.
And now that the record's out of the way, the Bulldogs have just a few more competition dates left in the regular season. Coach Wallace says the Bulldogs will be working on improving consistency ahead of the postseason.
I'm excited to continue. We have one more week to kind of get things rolling. We're really going to focus on our consistency, but over these last few weeks, we have been really focusing hard on being aggressive, working together as a team, our communication aspect, and so far I've been seeing that on the court. They've been doing a really great job at practices and continuing to work hard in tough matches that we have.
Brown says that consistency will allow the team to continue to grow as players with every game.
Grow every game is a big goal of ours, actually. Keeping each other accountable, doing the little things is what we've been working on lately, pushing ourselves, staying up even if we're down. We can always come back if we just stay focused, our excitement's up. Just the little things what we're working on right now.
And the Bulldogs will next be in action in Hull at a tournament hosted by Western Christian on Saturday. Again, that contest in MRAC volleyball saw the Bulldogs fall in 4 sets, 3-set-to-1. Lamar's only win came in the second set by a score of 25-20. Let's go to some other volleyball scores from yesterday on the sports scores and results page in MRAC volleyball. Sergeant Bluff Luton swept Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 3-sets-to-0. 13th-ranked Sioux City East won the battle of unbeatens in the conference over 15th-ranked Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 3-sets-to-0. and 10th-ranked Bishop Heelan swept Sioux City West. In Wargo Conference Volleyball, some milestones there as well. Second-ranked Hinton swept George Little Rock, improving or remaining unbeaten in the conference, I should say. The Blackhawks senior setter, who's going to the All-Star Series, well, she also recorded her 500th kill. That's Ashlyn Kovarna. Now over 1,500 assists and over 500 kills in her career. That is a dual threat to the max. West Sioux, they beat MMCRU in 5 sets last night, 3-2. The Royals got down 2-0, and boy, did they show fight, winning the third set 25-20 and winning the fourth 25-13. That led to a knockdown, drag-out fifth set, and it was 15-13 in favor of West Sioux. Hartley Melvin Sanborn swept Harris Lake Park 3-0, and Trinity Christian swept South O'Brien 3-0. In the Western Valley Conference, Westwood swept Kingsley Pearson, and Siouxland Christian swept MVAOCOU 3-0 in both contests. Two cross-country results from yesterday on the girls' side. The Lamar's Community Girls competing at the Cherokee meet, the Cherokee cross-country meet. The Bulldogs took home the fifth place as a team with 134 points. Sioux Center was first, MOC Floyd Valley second, and Unity Christian third, the top three, all only separated by 16 points. Mackenzie DeRocher had the best finish for the Bulldog girls. She placed 18th, a time of 21:30:28. Sienna Cass was 22nd with a 21:43:12, and Kendall Hammerlink also in the top 30. She finished in 26th, a time of 22:04:95. On the boys' side of the Cherokee meet, Lamar's boys placed 5th, 124 points total. MOC Floyd Valley won the meet, Sioux Center 2nd, Spirit Lake took home 3rd. But the real story for the Bulldog boys, that'd be Mr. Trace Obink, who won the Cherokee meet, a time of 16:25:23. He was 21 seconds better than the 2nd place runner from Spirit Lake. Trace Obink, now winner of 2 meets this season. Aaron Lee, his partner in crime, placed 13th, 17:40:74 for his time, and Michael Murrah was 30th with a time of 18:53:38. You can check out all these scores and results. They are up on our website at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab in the drop down menu. Click on sports scores and results. Note, we do not have results from the Kingsley Pearson cross country meet yesterday. That meet was not run due to the rain. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website at KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. Today's a big day. It's supposed to be volleyball regional brackets released from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, so you're going to want to make sure you're keeping it tuned to the KLEM Sports Twitter page. As soon as those go live, we will post them up on our Twitter feed so you know where your Plymouth County volleyball teams are headed and who could be their competition coming up in the postseason. Again, that's supposed to be coming out later on today from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.